welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, your host. And as always, thanks for tuning in. In this country, we measure wealth in many ways by home ownership. And in this city, for years and years, if not decades, that's how we measured progress and wealth. Detroit, once upon a time, was a place of opportunity for people who wanted to own homes. More people in the middle class owned homes here than in other cities. And as the city's African-American population grew, so did their home ownership, to the point where this was kind of a marker, a beacon nationally, for the whole idea of home ownership across a broad spectrum of economic abilities. We stress this issue a lot on our program, and we talk all the time about home ownership in Detroit, particularly because in the last decade, Detroit, with its really rich and proud history of home ownership, had become a renter-majority city. It's been a bad trend that has been associated with a lot of other problems that we have. Well, yesterday, we got news that that trend appears to be shifting. New census data suggests that Detroit is again now a majority owner city. Now, there is no way to describe this as anything other than welcome news. The fact that this was a majority renter city was something that hung pretty heavy over all of the efforts to revitalize the city, especially the neighborhoods, and provide opportunity for people who really need it. Later in the hour, we're going to talk about another news-related item in Detroit where a bunch of money was given to the Michigan Department of Transportation to rebuild the I-375 corridor that we've been talking about for several years. But for now, this report on home ownership is what we want to talk about first. It leaves us with a lot of big questions. We know that many new homeowners in the city are people who are new to our city. Disproportionately folks who did not grow up in the city, and people who are coming to pretty hot and attractive areas to buy property. Corktown and Midtown and downtown, parts of the East Side, Sherwood Forest and Palmer Park, University District, Boston Edison. These are the places where we are seeing lots of new investment. One question is that new investment what flipped the city again from majority renter to homeowners? And this is, of course, in addition to the questions about African-American home ownership. Are we doing better making sure that the city's African-American majority has an opportunity to partake in the economic growth that we're seeing with more home ownership? Of course, a lot of these questions don't have solid answers quite yet. We got the census data yesterday. Lots of people are poring over it, trying to figure out what it actually means and what it actually says. And we will be returning to the subject over and over again as we learn more about what's actually happening here and whether it really is a new direction for the city. Meantime, though, we do want to talk about what this census data actually tells us just in very stark terms. And to do that, we've got Julie Snyder here with us. She is the director of the Housing and Revitalization Department here at the City of Detroit. Julie, welcome to Detroit Today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So first, I want to start with just the milestone, right? As I said, the majority renter status that we have had here for a decade is something that has been on a lot of people's minds. It has hung pretty heavy over a lot of the things that we've been trying to do. Tell me how it makes you and the others in the administration feel to see data that says, look, we're actually headed the other direction.
Well, good morning again. So seeing the data yesterday certainly was a welcome news. And I think it marks a milestone. It provides some evidence that we are moving in the right direction. Certainly, the work that's been done for years to try to reverse the trend, to help people remain in their homes, to create opportunities for new home ownership. We see through the census data, last seeing it in 2019, now seeing it in 2021, we're seeing a 4% shift from renter to home ownership. So it's very positive news, and it shows a trend in a very positive direction for home ownership in the city.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the things that have been happening, both things done by the Duggan administration and other efforts to try to expand home ownership in the city. And which of those things, I guess, with the initial blush from these numbers, might we say really had a hand in turning this around? What were the levers that got pulled that really helped to make this a majority home owner city again?
So there are a number of factors. It's a very complex issue, but I think there's two kinds of sides of the coin to really look at. One is helping people stay in their homes. There's been really massive efforts from both the administration and our nonprofit and philanthropic partners to help keep people in their homes through property tax savings programs, through the PACE programs, through going back as far as interest rate reduction programs that were introduced for people who were back on had back taxes. And we've seen people really get out of the cycle of delinquency. And so stabilizing home ownership for existing homeowners is essential to reversing the trend of declining home ownership. And the other side is creating opportunities for home ownership. So we've seen mortgages increase from a low of around 200 in 2010 to in 2021, right around 2,300. So market shifts, that's the first time we've seen those numbers return to 2007 mortgage levels. So in about 15 years. So creating opportunities through the land bank programs. They've sold nearly 7,000 homes since 2020, and about 68% of them have a principal residency exemption. There's other programs, the Detroit Home Mortgage, Rehabbed and Ready, really setting comps in neighborhoods, which helps regular households be able to access mortgages that might not have been available to them before, which is the primary tool that many families use to enter home ownership. So those two sides of the work, both helping people stay in their homes, as well as creating opportunities for home ownership, really seem to be influencing the trends evidenced in the census numbers.
Yeah. And let's back up a second and talk, I guess, more generally about why this matters. What is it about home ownership that fits into the larger narrative and efforts to make this the kind of city that we want for the people who live here?
So in Detroit, it was long the city where had the highest Black home ownership rate in the country. That declined and the trend reversed starting in the late aughts, and really had major impacts on neighborhood stability, economic equity, household wealth. And so seeing those trends come back to a place where we're seeing growth in home ownership has the opposite effects. It helps us to stabilize neighborhoods. It creates opportunities for household wealth that can be passed on through generations. And so it's very much a positive trend for Detroiters, Detroit neighborhoods, and certainly looking to see it continue as well.
Yeah. I'm talking with Julie Snyder. She is the director for the Housing and Revitalization Department at the City of Detroit. We're talking about yesterday's news that census data says Detroit is once again a majority homeowner city after a decade of being a majority renter city. We have been talking about this issue for a long time, the importance of expanding opportunity in Detroit neighborhoods, expanding opportunity for Detroiters, especially for the African-American majority here in the city. This is, by any measure, good news that we have turned the tide on that. But it also raises a lot of questions about where we're headed, what programs we're employing that actually are making a difference here, and what lies ahead. We want to hear from you as well during the conversation. Give us a call. Tell us, what do you make of these new home ownership numbers here in Detroit? Are you excited about it? Are you worried that perhaps this is a sign of gentrification, that it is new residents who are white, who are getting the majority of the mortgages here in Detroit, and that that is part of what has turned the city back to majority home ownership status. Also give us a sense, if you're somebody who is trying to get into a home here in Detroit, trying to buy a house, trying to be a homeowner, or someone who's lost their home to tax foreclosure or other problems here. Tell us what that experience was like, and tell us what the what this new data about the city says to you about what's happening. As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation that way. I do want to talk about mortgages and banks here in the city. There has been a lot of effort to come up with new ways to get people money to buy homes. Banks have made significant efforts there. The administration and other institutions have put a lot of pressure on banks to do that. How much of this is about more lending and more creative lending? As you said, we've gone from about 200 mortgages being written in 2010 to 2,300 last year. That's a pretty big jump. What is the role that banks are playing right now in Detroit?
Well, we've seen in the past few years certainly greater mortgage activity in the city of Detroit, and I think we've seen a few programs that have led to that. We've also seen, in this data is from 2021, so that was capturing those pretty historically low mortgage rates. So we've certainly seen more activity from banks in the area, but we're also seeing different types of programs. So I mentioned the Detroit Home Mortgage previously, and that was kind of an initial program to really try to increase lending activity in neighborhoods that we weren't seeing it, and certainly saw positive effects of that. I've also seen banks really being involved in neighborhoods, opening new branches, participating through the Strategic Neighborhood Program, and really making sure that they're following through on new programs that are targeted for Detroiters. A few years ago, we saw the Michigan State Housing Development Authority increase the amount of down payment assistance we had. We really worked with lenders, really worked with realtors to try to make sure as much of that those dollars came to Detroit as possible. If I recall, about 40% of statewide funding came into Detroit through that program. Recently, we've seen Bank of America launch a new program that would be a zero down payment program that considers other factors than just credit score for lending. We haven't seen the impacts of that, but it does suggest that major institutions are really reconsidering how they're lending in markets such as Detroit. And certainly, I think that'll continue to push towards a positive trend.
Yeah, yeah. Also, what are the sort of caution flags, I guess, that are surrounding this data that suggest to us, okay, this is a positive development, but it may not be quite as meaningful as we think it is. There are of course lots of different dimensions of what's happening in the city in terms of home ownership and property and land and things like that. What are the things that from the administration's standpoint we need more time to digest and think about, and maybe still need to really be concentrated on reversing?
So as you said, the data is quite new.
It's all new. Yes.
Yes, it's very new. But there's a couple of things that we ought to be really mindful of. One of which is that interest rates have risen pretty dramatically, and that We've seen the impacts of that already, and I think slower mortgage rates, home staying on the market for longer than they were the past couple of years. So in order to maintain the trend, we're going to need to really launch new programs such as the down payment assistance program that'll be launched later this year, working with financial institutions to make sure that lending activity continues, especially for lower valued homes that might be in many neighborhoods in the city of Detroit. Other things that we want to be really understand is who is accessing, who are the new homeowners? Are they current Detroiters who are either coming back to homeownership or shifting, becoming homeowners for the first time? Are Detroit's an majority African American city? Are the majority of our new home buyers or homeowners, do they represent the city? Are we seeing increases in African American homeownership? We saw a trend a couple of years ago that was documented in the Detroit Future City report, where we're really seeing mortgages that went to white households were plateauing, mm-hmm. and we saw growth in African American purchases through mortgages. That data was really a good insight, and it'll be important to see whether or not that trend is continuing with this current data.
Yeah. We've also talked with Detroit Future City about data that shows that the areas of the city that are growing in population, for instance, are areas that are attracting new residents, and that we still have this tremendous lag in other neighborhoods. Obviously, the home ownership question is part of that, right? We are attracting a lot of people who want to live in Detroit for the first time in a long time or for the first time ever, and that's great. But there is this question about who is not benefiting, who's being left behind, and that question about which neighborhoods are growing is related, I guess, to this ownership question, right?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, it's not a surprise that we would see homeownership growing in the areas that are in the most demand, that have the housing stock that is and perceived to be in the best condition and located near the amenities that people really seek out when they're seeking to be homeowners. And that's why investments in neighborhoods is so critical. I think that certainly there's the areas that have been growing that are the areas that have been growing for a while or rebounding well for a while, but certainly the city is much larger. It's made up of many neighborhoods, and so those investments in neighborhoods through such programs as the Strategic Neighborhood Fund, really creating corridors and amenities and most Detroiters want in their neighborhoods is really important to stabilize and help grow those neighborhoods as well.
Yeah, yeah. Quickly, let's take a phone call here. John on the east side. John, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been involved in housing for the last three decades, and it's been a tremendous challenge. When we started here in Jefferson Chalmers, we had three Detroit schools, two elementary and a middle school. And we had three recreation centers in our parks on the river. And the housing was just going down, down, down. And we realized that, you know, it couldn't sustain itself. And, you know, we started off with minor home repair through community development block grants. But that was just a failed use of money from the feds. Mm-hmm. And it still is in my mind. It just doesn't get to the people. There's just too many barriers to getting it there. And without the generational wealth and the generational information about owning a house, it's very difficult to maintain houses.
Yeah.
And, you know, we brought in Habitat, 25 Habitat homes, and then 45 low-income housing tax credit homes. And we built the low-income housing tax credits in the middle of 2005 or so. And it was not accepted by the neighborhood. Hmm. We had a lot of resistance, and it's very difficult. There's just a lack of education about home ownership, and you can't speak enough about the generational wealth that home ownership does for people.
It's everything. It's everything, John. I really appreciate the call and that information. Julie Schneider, talk about the challenges that John is pointing out there that still lie ahead of us in many ways.
Well, absolutely. Detroit's housing stack is certainly older. Much of it was constructed previous to 1980 and have major maintenance needs. So we've looked to expand home repair programs utilizing other sources of funding, such as the American Recovery Plan dollars that will have $45 million in repairs going into Detroit homes, into the homes owned by Detroiters, owner-occupied homes, because the housing stack isn't getting younger, and we need to be reinvesting in it. So as I believe John mentioned, the low-income housing tax credit, they would be a likely single-family scattered site a development, which I'm certainly familiar with, and it reflects a need for housing opportunities for people of all incomes in every neighborhood to be able to participate in the investment and the amenities that are happening throughout the city. Certainly, we're also looking for an initiative to help some of those homes, those single family homes that were developed through low income housing tax credit several years ago, to help those occupants that are ready and those owners that are interested, to help them transition to home ownership as well, so that we're continuing that trend of having a diversified tenure between homeowners and renters in the city. So it certainly takes a lot of work to turn this around, and you have to have great community partners that are out there doing the work as well.
Yeah. Okay, Julie Schneider, Director of Housing and Revitalization with the City of Detroit. Great to have you here to talk about this. And as I said, listeners, we will be coming back to this subject many times in the near future as people unpack this data a little more. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for listening.
We're going to take a break. We're going to raise a little money. And then when we come back, we are going to change the subject a little bit, talk about the I-375 project, which MDOT has received money for to reconstruct as an attempt to undo past harms to African Americans who were removed from that area when their neighborhoods were destroyed. Stay with us for more Detroit Today.